Item number three.
Item number three from the Executive Director, Milwaukee Regional Medical Center, requesting authorization for the approval of the proposed sale of child daycare facility at 8624 West Watertown Plank Road, which is situated on land leased by MRMC from Milwaukee County. We will have a presentation by the Executive Director of the Milwaukee Regional Medical Center and the proposed developer for information only.
Yes, Madam Chair, if I may just preface the presentation. As you recall, this particular item was referred to both County Board staff and department staff based on Mr. Hatcher's letter of January. In turn, over the period of time since then, we have been exploring, Mr. Mehring has been exploring the feasibility of the project that he has envisioned. We have been working with Mr. Mehring and Mr. Hatcher and the City of Wauwatosa relative to things that would need to be done should this move forward. For example, certified survey map, which basically defines the property, is the appropriate means of establishing a legal description for whatever might take place as far as a transaction. We also have been, in fact, we just received the appraisal, I have not yet reviewed it yet, to establish the valuation of a potential transaction, whether that be a sale or a continuation of the ground lease. Right now, the Regional Medical Center has a ground lease on the property. They own the actual structure, and that's what, in turn, the purchaser is interested in acquiring for the expansion. However, they would need to gain control of the underlying land for pursuing that expansion. So we're working through all the necessary elements that need to be done, and at the appropriate time when we have a full picture of it, we would be bringing back a recommendation relative to a transactional package. But at this point in time, we felt it was important to share with the committee some of the things that have taken place up to this point, and Mr. Mehring, who is the potential purchaser of the structure, is prepared to provide the committee a brief update.
And just for the committee, as far as process goes, that's what, you know, we try and like to do every time, is to have an informational presentation, and then as staff work out an agreement with the entities involved. That way, the members of the committee, if they have concerns or things that they feel are really important to have in the agreement, they know the issues ahead of time and can get to staff and hopefully have it all worked out. So that's the purpose of the presentation today, and with that, I believe it's Mr. Mehring.
Mehring,
okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
When you get a chance, there's a little white card you should fill out on the table to your right and turn into staff.
But sure. Okay, I will definitely do that. I think the purpose of today's presentation is to answer any questions you have, to show and share what we have been doing the last several months working with MRMC members about the past condition and the way the daycare has been running, where they would like to see the future. And that's where the addition was talked about, working with the members and the general public, because this facility, I guess, little backstory on the facility, it was built in 1991. The enrollments by state license, it can have up to 175 children in a facility. With the current need and the projections that we're looking at, there's an opportunity for growth. And what we're working with other MRMC members is to see how we can improve the center to accommodate their needs. And the rendering and the site plan shows a potential addition going to the north. That is something that we're exploring and doing feasibility studies and working with those members to see how other shifts might accommodate the doctors and other items across the street. That's kind of what we've been doing. I just want to show you guys the rendering to see if you guys have any questions about the center, about the acquisition that we're working on. I've been working with Craig. There's some sewer and stormwater lines that are in the property that we're looking at, talking with the Mohawk County Engineering Department about how to handle those with the acquisition of the land.
Could you go through the site plan a little bit and describe how much capacity would you like to increase to, or is
what
there a range?
What the addition is drawn right now, it would double the capacity of the center. It would accommodate some storage issues that that the center is having now. We're looking at areas of growth in the kindergarten section, which is accounted for in the existing center, but it has potential for growth. So, and these are a lot of areas that we're doing the research and talking with the community and talking with MRMC members to see if, you know, sending out a survey to the employees, you know, what growth areas are we predicting in the future. So we're doing a lot of due diligence to make sure that the future of the center is going to be viable and to accommodate the need that's requested.
Could you briefly go through this?
Sure. The site on page one, the complete acreage is 1.75 acres. On the bottom of the plan, when you're looking at the architectural site plan, that's Watertown Plain. The road to the left is 87th Street, so it's on the corner of 87th and Watertown Plain. The parking to the south accommodates the teachers and is utilized for dropping off the children in the mornings and afternoon. The existing building is two stories, 13,500 square feet. The proposed addition would be adding three stories off the back at 18,500 square feet. I think which the next two pages are renderings that show, the next page would be the rendering showing from coming from the south, which is the existing building and the existing playgrounds. And you can see on the left side the west side of the addition off the back. And the last page, page three, really shows the majority of the addition coming from the angle of southwest or northwest, excuse me.
And Madam Chair, I believe the addition to the north is the most feasible because it works with the topography. The idea being the slope of the property slopes off to the north, so it makes sense to add the addition on back and utilize the different floor levels that can be achieved by means of the topography.
And also, going along those lines, it works out well for adding that third story with the addition, but it also helps because we have a 54-inch storm line that comes from Watertown Plank, and it heads towards MMSD. So adding on to the south as a direction would not be feasible because of that large line. There is a sanitary sewer line, an 18-inch that crosses the back half of the property, but that can be relocated. We did confirm that. And that's what we're working with county officials on.
Have there been any presentations to the city of Watertown?
Well, it was a little premature. We're still going through the feasibility study. We're still working out agreements with members and just to make sure that the future is accounted for and the design is appropriate for those needs. We've had several presentations and meetings with MRMC members, and that's what we're going through right now. And want to make sure that we don't design this addition for a need that comes up once we have an agreement that there might be a little bit more need for kindergartens working with a member. So to answer your question, we're accommodating everything we can. We're just making sure we do all the due diligence up front.
Sounds like you're doing it in the right order. I just wanted to find out how public this is at this point. Mr. Dillman, and then Supervisor.
Madam Chair, if I may, Mr. Merring has been working with Nancy Welch from the city of Wauwatosa relative to all of these issues that we're talking about, and that's in turn where we were made aware of the fact that a certified survey map would be necessary to legally define this parcel. And as we did with the UWM transaction, if the committee has no objection, I would be the entity to make application, sign the application to the city of Wauwatosa for them to pursue that. That CSM would not be signed until we brought everything back and obtained approval of the entire transaction. But at least this allows the process to take place through the city.
And I did meet, as Craig was saying, I did meet with Nancy. She's aware of the acquisition. She's aware of the potential for an addition. So.
Supervisor Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a question about how the parties came together. I mean, since we didn't RFP this or anything, I'm just wondering how this relationship came together and what the relationship is ultimately. You're serving in the capacity of developer and you'll remain as owner, that sort of thing. If you could explain how this developed.
My backstory is I'm a project manager for a company, a design-build firm, Anderson Ashton Incorporated out of New Berlin. I have a relationship with Mr. Hatcher on different projects, and I'm the one that designed this addition 3 years ago. So this has been a long-going process working with Bill, and over that time period, we've talked about the possibility of sale. And about 12 months ago, that conversation started, and the rest is history. We're just working through the diligence of it, and that's kind of the backstory of how I got involved.
And then going forward, the relationship would be what?
Going forward, I would be owner, correct.
Did you wish to respond to this question?
If I could add a little, Madam Chairman, my name is William Hatcher. I'm the director of the Milwaukee Regional Medical Center. We had decided almost 2 years ago at the Regional Medical Center level that it didn't make sense for us to continue operating this daycare center. We have been working with Mr. Marion to take a look at what it would cost to upgrade the center, based on the investment to do those upgrades, we came to the conclusion we'd also have to increase the size of the center to make the dollars work. We did a poll of our membership. None of the members wanted to take it over individually and run it. So the membership decided that we would divest ourselves of the center. And we didn't want to, per se, put a sale sign for sale sign out in front of it. We wanted to have whatever transaction took place be as seamless as possible. So we just finally worked with the person who had the most interest, and also knew what had to happen internally with the building. We did do some inquiries around to other obvious owners to see if there was any interest in the property, and Ms. Marion seemed to be most appropriate at that time.
And then related to that is who the operator will be and what relationship there is there in terms of continuity. Or
we had a I invited through a request for proposal leading daycare corporations to the entities, and that's where we're working out an agreement right now. Through one of the members at Milwaukee Regional Medical Center, we had a presentation, and they selected my partner. I allowed them to work through who would be the operating entity of the daycare. I would not be the person that's going to be running the day-to-day operations. My expertise is construction and development. So through working with the members, we selected a operator. We're just working out that contract right now. And that next meeting, I definitely think would be appropriate to tell you guys who that operator is. We're just working out the agreements right now.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas.
Based off of the last statement that you made, you're not the owner of the facility at this time, right?
Correct.
But you issued an RFP.
It was more of to coordinate and involve MRMC members to make sure they have a feeling of they're involved with the center.
So you're not the owner. You issued an RFP to members, so a select group. It wasn't open to the market?
I selected a strategic partner for my request for proposal to Bill for purchase of the center itself. What I did is I looked at the strongest candidates to run a daycare facility across the United States. Those people were invited to give a presentation to MRMC members, and they would tell me who they would prefer.
Okay. Just that statement alone bothers me. I don't know if anyone else is troubled by that, but I just don't understand how you can select a group and then say based off of that group, you're surprised at who may be the winning bid. It seems like it was, for lack of a better word, planned, staged.
I think all what I was trying to explain is that the company that's going to be operating this center is going to be somebody that's selected by MRMC members, and they're going to be the best in their industry. I'm not going to have a local mom-pop shop run the center. I want to make sure it's going to be a NACE accredited. Mm-hmm. And it improves the center that it currently is right now. All it is I was looking for a, an organization that's going to be running the center that everybody's going to be impressed with, that the center's going to have future growth with, and everybody's going to be comfortable with that transition and acquisition deal.
Essentially, there's a 20-year, the building has been in use for 20 years, and the first 30 years, the first 20 years, the payment for the lease is $1, the rental fee is $1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, what we have now is we have a change in the sublease. So what is going to be the market rate for the rent that the county will receive?
Go ahead, Mr. Dunn.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, yes, it's a 50-year lease. It's a dollar a year for the first 30 years. In turn, with this new opening up of this existing structure, we would be looking to achieve fair market value or fair market rental of the new package that would come before you. In other words, my recommendation would not be a continuation of the dollar lease. It would be a new day as to achieving the fair market value or rental, depending if it's a lease or a sale of this.
Well, it seems like we're already in a sublease type of agreement if we allow a developer to come in and issue an RFP. So I think we should be receiving market value as of today. So when will the new market value start, and how much will it be? Do you have any idea?
Mr. Gentleman, before you respond, I think what's happening here, you're using some terms that...
I confuse the situation.
Let me just finish. I think you're using some terms that in county processes mean have a whole different meaning. Unless I'm hearing you incorrectly, what I think you're saying as the outside business that Mr. Dillman's been working with and the medical center has chosen as the potential developer in order to put together your package, your development package, you need to know who's going to run the agency, who's going to run it. And what you did as a private developer in trying to figure out who you wanted to have was, and perhaps it's somewhat unique, you actually talked to regional medical center partners, correct? And had them help pick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's very unusual. It's wonderful, but it's very unusual. But that's what you meant by an RFP,
yes,
and correct?
I apologize.
It's not, you didn't have the authorization from Milwaukee County to issue a Milwaukee County RFP on any of this. Okay.
Madam.
So you were just trying to get your components of your development package together, which would be not only the agreement, as you are working through the lease and what would be in it, but your construction, financials, et cetera, but then also who would run the facility.
Correct,
right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so sure, he's not in a special role.
I was just
role.
Using the same language that was...
Oh, yeah,
yes.
I know.
Yeah, and I confused
too.
The situation.
I
apologize.
I thought it was really unique that the developer would select a specific
right.
group of people. I can tell you at this moment in time, if there was a business coming forward, and if I wanted to have a particular person run that business, I would select a specific group, and I could tell you by the time that RFP or whatever you want to call it went out, I would know who the developer is, and that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. Because other mom and pop shops, that's not what we're talking about here. There are larger developers who run daycares who may have been interested, and maybe the county could have received a little bit more bang for its buck. And that's my whole premise behind it, and trying to figure out this select group, which is a very key word, this select group, which excludes. And we're not talking about mom and pop, but it excludes a lot of other businesses that may want to come in and add more competition to this process. That was my only focus, Madam Chair. If I can just continue, I have one more question. So you're ultimately going to become the owner. At this time, you're the developer, and in turn, you will become the owner.
Correct.
Right? But I think, Mr. Dillman, I had asked you a question. When will the new sublease take place? And it appears that we're already in that sublease, so how soon will it take place, and what's going to be the dollar cost?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, we're not in that sublease yet. Regional Medical Center still is operating the daycare operation. They own the building. They operate the day, or they have an operator operating the daycare facility. It's still under their control. That new arrangement would start when, in turn, we brought the package to you. and said it's either, we recommend either it's a sale or a lease, and in turn, in either of those cases, that's when it would start at fair market value. So today it's status quo. We're just in the exploration stage as to if, in fact, that transition could conceivably happen.
And no construction has begun.
No,
this is
no,
all
no.
What you're all working on behind the scenes.
Right.
But before anything happens, this committee would have to approve it, and so would the board.
Right. Okay. And if I may follow up with that, I think what is attempting to happen here, because the Regional Medical Center is currently operating the facility, owning the facility, and leasing the underlying land, there was an attempt for synergy to maintain, with the Regional Medical Center working with Mr. Mehring to try to make this transition as seamless as possible.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess on the surface I don't have a whole lot of problems with some of this. I guess... The bigger issues that I have is I think we need to have a clear report of who all the players are in this, and I think that's what's confusing a lot of the discussion today. And I'm not ready or willing yet to just rush off the edge here and claim that we have to start charging market rate rents for everything. I think we have to look at the proposal and how this facility fits into the development out at the county grounds with the medical center and things like that. There was a justification for a dollar lease for the daycare center to begin with, that we should keep an open mind and see if that type of support is relevant in the future, because I think people forget the precedents that are set when you start to, eliminate a lot of these things, that then they're going to demand market rate on other projects in the future, and it sets up conflicts. And so I think we might want to, not be so quick in reversing a policy that has worked very well for us out at the county grounds, and that we ought to see how this whole, all of the puzzle pieces come together before we start demanding that we need X amount of money for square foot and all that kind of stuff. Because as far as I understand it, Milwaukee County, we still own the ground this thing is on, this building. It's the medical center owns the building. And if it makes sense for us in the future to change that policy through some other rental agreement, so be it. But I don't think we should be so quick to just demand. And I want to, make it clear that at least I'm not in support of selling the property outright, and I think if to get the best deal for the medical center and for Milwaukee County, if that includes a dollar lease, so be it. But I'm not closed to it, and I think that we can't be drawing these artificial lines and pushing things, because we have to seriously, just not to repeat myself, but I think we have to seriously think about some of the other projects out of the county grounds and then the ripple effect that some of these projects may have, and some of the demands that we'd be making on this. People may want to start making those same demands on other places. So just so you know, for the staff, like I said, I'm not opposed to different financial arrangements, but I'm not opposed to the kind of arrangement we have either today. So let's just keep an open mind as we go through this, and if it makes sense, we'll see it. And if we could ask for the committee just a simple one and a half page, summary of who all the players are and, a little bit of the background information, especially if we're looking at a potential new building owner out at the county grounds, I would like to know some more background information on his organization, his company, and things like that.
Well, Mr. Dillman, put that together.
Madam Chair,
Mr. Dillman,
may I make a suggestion? In this due diligence period, it may get to a point where it's not feasible, and it wouldn't be.
Right.
Mr.
It's only when it comes back.
When it comes back, I certainly would.
I did want to briefly respond to what Supervisor Weishaupt was saying about the key difference historically. It was the 1 year, the dollar a lease, a dollar a year lease was with MRMC as a preferred partner out on the county grounds. And like a lot of the medical institutions that are out there, and MRMC owned and then through its subleasing ran the facility. If you're now going to private ownership and private running of it, to me, in contrast to what Supervisor Weishaupt was saying, that's a very different arrangement, and I'm very strongly supportive of a full fair market value for that. I think that's a linchpin for me. It's different than if we're doing a specialized lease arrangement with one of our, you know, partners, which we helped create by putting the medical center complex together. That's just a different entity. But that's where I understand what Supervisor Weishaupt's saying, but to me, where it becomes very different is once you decide to completely put it in the private business sector, then there's a changeover. And like Supervisor Weishaupt, I don't think it's absolute, but in this case, for me, it's pretty, at least where I would be supportive is clearly go market rate. Supervisor Johnson. Supervisor Thomas.
Yeah, are you going to start with Beth Cox? Remember, she called me Johnson for almost half a year.
You know, I was thinking of following in her footsteps. That's okay. I've been called Linda Ryan, Liam Mountstein. It just goes.
I just wanted to concur with what you're saying. I believe that if we're going to be good stewards of county property, and especially this is some valuable property, then this group wouldn't be before us if they didn't see a financial benefit to building and operating this facility out on county property. We should explore an opportunity to bring in some additional revenue. We have some challenges ahead of us, and this is an opportunity. Of course, we want to be good partners, but at the same time, it's part of our duty to ensure that we receive a fair rate for the use of county assets. So I'm open to fair market value for selling the property or for leasing the property.
Any other questions or comments?
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to add a couple things that I think the committee should be aware of. One is that the facility is paying property taxes or on an improvement at least. They litigated that issue with the city of La Vitosa and lost in court. And that additional cost of the property taxes is partially the reason why it's not economically feasible for the medical center to continue to operate this facility. Another reason why they're anxious to have a new manager or a leasee is that it has some maintenance needs. When you have a facility like this that's 20 years old, it needs some additional maintenance needs. And it's my understanding that Mr. Marion would not be interested in this if he wasn't adding the addition and doubling the size. It probably wouldn't be economically feasible. He doesn't operate daycare centers there. So this is very complex. But the other thing I wanted to add was that this site is, even though it's valuable, it has limited uses. There is not much parking on this facility. The parents drop people off, so there's parking for employees. There's a limited parking. And they do have a plan that was developed actually by the medical center before this discussion started that would allow an addition in the rear with and still meet current zoning regulations, et cetera, and still be adequate for the size. But you couldn't put an office building there where you had to park a lot of people in it, in this particular site. And it is true that the reason why the county board approved this when they did was because there was a desperate need for daycare services for the medical center employees. And it's kind of unusual that none of the medical centers are entities are interested in being involved in this particular thing, but all of them have other activities that they're involved in. So this is very complex because you're talking about a new daycare operator as well as a new leasee. And Julie Esch and myself and John Chapakon have we've been designated, the county negotiators have met with Mr. Hatcher and with the developer once, and we've got a list of very complex things that have to be sorted out. I think a sale is more complex, actually, than a lease, because we have an existing lease. All we would have to do is amend it and in provisions that were not mutually beneficial. They are paying cost sharing, I think, on maintenance things as part of this lease too. So there is some cost sharing right now, in addition to the dollar a year. So I just wanted the committee to be aware that this is a complex thing. At the same time, this isn't a site that we could put big office building on or some other use there. It does appear that doubling the size of this would be something that the market would clearly need, so that they would be expanding it and not have customers, so to speak. And so I just wanted to add those few things so that the committee had some more background on why we're here today.
Any other questions by committee members at this point? Obviously, if this moves forward and is coming to fruition, you know, we will need a lot more information on the development proposals, the construction bidding, and all that, all the pieces of it, so we know how it, you know, all the components of it. Okay. And also, would you mind sending a copy of the current lease to my office? All right, I think we're all done with this one. Let's go to item number